Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on muraqabah, the chapter on being conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, innakum lata'amaluna a'malan ya'adakku fi a'yunikum min ash-sha'ri kunna na'udduha ala ahdi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al-mubiqat. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he's saying, now he's giving his experience, and he's saying that, now this was after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying this. Hazrat Anas, what he's saying radiallahu anhu, that you people commit such actions which you consider more insignificant than a strand of hair, whereas during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to consider them to be amongst them intensely destructive actions. In other words, you are doing such actions, you think nothing of it. You think it insignificant. But we, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to do such an action, we think it to be such a destructive, dangerous action to do. What it means is that Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were so conscious and so aware of every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they were just breaking a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would think this to be something very destructive. How can we break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he is now explaining that how you take a hair to be so insignificant. Now that the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is past, you take it insignificant. Whereas in that time, in that zaman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would think it to be from the mubiqat, the destructive actions, the dangerous things for a Muslim to do, for a mu'min to do. In other words, we were so careful of every single command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the highest in rank were the Sahaba. So they were careful about everything. And because they were careful about everything, even something that we or people would regard as small, they would regard it as serious. And they would give that also consideration. So there wasn't anything as a small guna for them, or some sin that is light. Every single sin, they would look at it as something serious. That how can we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in our time and age, it's something that's so light. Person comes late for namaz, is nothing serious. Person misses his namaz also, he doesn't think much about it. But in that time, it was something that was extremely serious. So one thing we learn from this is that the actions and the commands of deen are something that we should always keep in mind and take it as something serious. Don't look at an action to be small, but look at the person that has instructed that action. Look at his greatness and do it. And stay away from guna, not considering the guna to be small or big, but looking at the person that made this thing a guna, how great, how brilliant is his greatness. And looking at that, a person says, no, I can't disobey such a great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't matter whether it's small or big, he's looking all the time at the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the difference between a believer and a disbeliever is in their reaction to sin. A believer, Rasulullah sallam said, a believer regards sin to be a mountain upon himself, whilst a disbeliever treats it like a fly on his nose, and he wafts it away with his hands. A believer, he treats guna like a whole mountain, such a heavy thing I'm involved in guna, like a mountain on top of me. But a disbeliever, a person doesn't believe, he's like just like our fly, he just wafts it away, he doesn't think too much of it. So this is the difference between a person who's got iman and a person that doesn't have iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of treating every kind of disobedience as something serious, not looking at anything as small and anything as big. Person is tempted to look at something haram, some picture came in front of him on the phone, or something he saw on the road, now he's tempted to look at it. He doesn't think, now, is this a small sin, is this a big sin? He thinks, my great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I disobey him? So many ni'mat he has given me, so many blessings he has given me, how can I disobey him? When a person thinks like this, then his mind doesn't ever go to a small sin, big sin. Is it only makruh, a tahrimi, is it makruh, a tanzihi, is it haram, or is it allowed? He doesn't think like that. He thinks that my Allah Pak has blessed me with so many ni'mat without asking me, without me even deserving. How can I disobey him? Even in a small thing, there's no such thing as small and big. Everything, I must see how I can keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And this is how a believer and a Muslim thinks. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.